thank you very much for the opportunity to share with your constituents Zambia's the largest opposition party, MMD. This started with the general election last year, September, where the ruling party now, PF, got 60 members of parliament, and MMD, the second, got 55. Before the 55th member of parliament could even be sworn in, he was hounded to resign. So we remained with 54. Now, when you add 54 plus 28 of UPND, we were extremely happy that we would provide the necessary checks and balances in a democracy like ours. But sooner than later, we heard and saw the PF government offering deputy ministership in their government from our party. In fact, the number has come up to 10 MMD members of parliament who have taken up deputy ministership in the government of PF. Now, this means that these poor souls have two allegiances, one to their party that sponsored them to parliament, and the other, the executive for which they are working. We objected to this through our president that previously, though the constitution of Zambia allows or permits the president to appoint to his government members of the National Assembly, in other words, MPs, previously, the late President Mwanawasa did negotiate with the leaders of the MPs that he co-opted and appointed into the government so that there would be a clear understanding of their role while serving the government. This President Sata completely ignored, and this infuriated our President, Dr. Nevas Mumba, to actually storm to State House to try to seek an audience with our Republican President, but to no avail.
There is an issue of first being a Zambian and contributing your bit despite being in the opposition. And this is done around the world, that once you are called upon to serve your country comes first and not political parties come first. When it's time for politics, you play your politics. So why is the MMD so sharply opposed to this idea of unity government that serves the interests of the people instead of the parochial interest of the political party?
Let me answer that question this way. Each member of parliament is elected to serve their constituency. There are many ways of serving one's nation through the constituencies, the electorate, and it's not only serving in government. The opposition has a very important role, especially in young democracies, where we have seen excesses of the executive. The role of providing checks and balances, surely, to ensure that the executive implements that which parliament has approved. Isn't that serving the nation? Isn't that even better rather than saying yes, 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 yes to even things which are contrary to national interest? This is our contention, that we can serve our country effectively, even more so, by ensuring that we provide those vital checks and balances and ensuring that the programs that Parliament has approved are implemented in our various constituencies. Surely, isn't that serving the nation?
Now, Dr. Chituo, let me ask you this question. Some Zambians that I spoke with said the MMD's concerns are misplaced in the fact that MMD government have sought to invite or have made some opposition supporters to serve in previous government. So your concerns are misplaced and unjustified. What is your reaction to that?
Well, thank you. In fact, I did allude to already that my late President Mwanawasa, when appointing members of parliament from the opposition, consulted with the leadership of those political parties to agree on the modus operandi, how they are going to operate vis-a-vis in his government. And this has been our objection, that President Sata has not consulted the party leadership from whom he is getting members of parliament. So I don't see any misplacement in this era.
What would be your party's message to Zambians, especially with these concerns that you've expressed, that the tapping of ministers or deputy ministers or members of parliament of the MMD harms Zambia's young democracy?
My appeal to my fellow Zambians is as follows. That we know from past experience, even from just human nature, that power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. And this is why there is a need to have checks and balances in our democracy. And this is why it's important that you have a strong opposition. This is why, to strengthen democracy, you also have institutions of governance like ACC, the Human Rights Commission, and so on. All these are there to see that the potential excesses of executive is checked. So we are saying to our fellow Zambians, look at the opposition as not being destructive but constructive. And in any case, they are part of the governance. They must therefore guard this one-party state syndrome from which we came from for 27 years, and they know what happened. So we are for them. We are for the Zambians, and we need their support.